At this time, we take a look at some of the current national issues and items affecting Northeast Louisiana. Our in-house segment welcomes Louisiana's U.S. Representative from the 5th Congressional District, Rodney Alexander. Congressman, thank you for joining us.
And good morning, Bob. How are you today?
Doing well, and we just heard from NPR News talking about the Senate expecting to act on the farm bill. Of course, the House providing a rule on the debate with a voice vote occurring just the other day. Bring us up to date on what we're looking at with the farm bill.
Well, there is anticipation that a new farm bill might be available this year. It looks quite obvious that the Senate is going to go ahead and take action on it, final action, pretty quickly. The chairman on the House side has said that he wants to debate in the committee on that farm bill at some point in the next few days. So rather than just another farm bill extension, well, there are good prospects that we may have a new five-year farm bill this year, and that will add some stability. Not all farmers will agree with some of the provisions, but at least there will be some stability with that farm program, and we'll allow the men and women that are producing food and fiber for us to continue doing what they're doing with again, some stability.
Congressman, there are concerns of over direct payments, insurance costs, things that farmers here across Northeast Louisiana are looking at. What is hoped for? What is anticipated in this bill for those two topics of the payments and the insurance costs?
Well, there was something called direct payments that has been under attack for several years. Of course, I'm one of those that believe that we need to do what we can, regardless of what it costs us, to continue providing the food and fiber that we need for our nation, and at the same time provide some much-needed food support for some of the other weaker areas of the world. We can't do that depending on other countries to provide that food and fiber. We need to do that ourselves. There has been some problems in the past with insurance, crop insurance, because the southern states that do most heavily agricultural farming, the insurance premiums are higher for the South simply because we're exposed to more rain, hurricanes, bad weather, and there needs to be a balance in the new farm bill with those insurance payments, so that if we do away with the direct payments, then farmers will still be able to continue their operations successfully. So it's something that we're working on. Mike Strain there and the commissioner in Louisiana had people in Washington just yesterday talking about the farm bill and what we need to do to make sure that we continue the operations in Louisiana that have been successful in the past.
A lot of talk on Capitol Hill in Washington about the House committee voting to hold Attorney General Eric Holder contempt over a case dubbed Fast and Furious. The matter involves gun walking between U.S. gun dealers and Mexican drug gangs. Why the call for the contempt charge?
Well, it's quite obvious that something dreadfully went wrong in that Fast and Furious. Anytime that we know of about 2,000 guns that have fallen into the hands of drug dealers, and it was the result of an operation inside the federal government. And we have an oversight committee that's been looking into that for over a year now, trying to get some answers, because we did have American soldiers that lost their lives as a result of it. And the Attorney General has not provided some of the documents that the committee, oversight committee, was asking for. And the president has stepped in and said that his executive authority allows his attorney general to deny those papers to the oversight committee. So the oversight committee voted just yesterday and called the attorney general's move contempt of Congress. So it will go to full vote on the House floor at some point in the next few days, and then I'm assuming if nothing changes, we'll go to the court system.
And we have about 30 seconds, but Congressman, do want to touch upon another issue that a lot of folks are watching, and that is the Affordable Care Act, U.S. Supreme Court ruling. What have you heard about that?
Well, there's speculation that that final decision will be known today, if not today, perhaps Monday. Now, I don't know why they skip Friday, but There's speculation on the Hill today that we'll know at some point by this afternoon what that decision was, and we'll know for sure then what direction we need to go to continue health care provisions.
Look forward to that conversation coming up next week with you, Congressman. Congressman Ronnie Alexander from Louisiana's 5th Congressional District, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Bob.